Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Sun or the rain, we can be like they are. Come on, baby, don't feel the reaper.
is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do.
What a classic close, you know, to his acceptance speech. But it hit me kind of hard. First, what's going on, guys?
Welcome. Welcome to the show. A little delayed, but
my fault.
On time?
No, we were not on time.
It was like Caleb's time schedule. He's always fashionably late.
That was your first day.
He was. In all fairness, you know you're here,
but. Yeah, I forgot a piece of equipment and had to do about 140 down certain roads here in Pinellas County to get there and get back. So I do apologize, especially after last week when we both gave Caleb a hard time.
Yes, but what a legend to. I mean,
you know, I hate that word legend. You know that. Both you guys know that. All our listeners know that. But Scott Hall is and was and always will be a legend. And I've told this story numerous times, but I'll tell it again real quickly. So I went to Gordon Solie's funeral many, 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 many years ago. And Gordon was a friend. He was one of our first guests back when I had a different partner, shorter than you, more talented, but shorter than you.
Talented. Why would you need that?
And yeah. And there was just like three or four wrestlers there. Superstar Billy Graham was there.
Okay.
And Scott Hall was there. And I've always liked Scott Hall for that reason, you know, that he was there. I'm a big Virgil Reynolds guy, but Dusty wasn't there because they had a falling out. And I've always liked Scott Hall for that reason. And then about a year, year and a half ago, I'm bringing my mom back from Atlanta. She went up to see my brother, and because of her age and blah, 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 blah. So I'm facing the tram, and I hear an old lady's voice asked, "Excuse me, sir, can you tell me what time it is?" And, you know, I'm really not paying attention, but I heard it, right? And then I heard the voice say the time, and the voice not being Ray Flores. The voice. And I turned and I went, holy crap, it's Scott Hall. You know, and you see a lot of wrestlers in the Atlanta airport.
Well, he lives there.
They all do.
Right. Most of them, like Flair lived in Marietta and Diamond Dallas Page. And like, that's a hub for a lot of wrestlers.
I've seen Ted DiBiase there. I've seen Michael P.S. Hayes, who was one of my favorites, for, you know, back in the day. So I turn and I'm like, holy crap. And you, both you guys, and everybody knows, you know, I don't make a big deal, and I'm not going to run up to somebody, and then everybody knows it's somebody. And
oh, I do that.
Well, I know you do.
That's the first thing I do, and they walk in, I'm like, look who it is.
You know, it's funny, because I told somebody that, which cost you credentials for this weekend, but that's another story.
Oh,
since the Donald's going to be there, I said, you know, we can't have Matt running around like he owns the place.
Are you serious?
I'm as serious as a heart attack.
We're both redhead and monsters. Donnie? Like, I can hang out with Donnie.
Yeah, that's all I need. That's all I
need. With Donnie. I mean, yeah. I don't know if it's a secret service. Is to protect them or protect me?
Yeah, exactly. So I turn and I go up to Scott Hall and I said, you know, I normally don't do this, but we have a mutual friend, you know, and I almost like it's Scott Hall,
yeah.
Right? It's a legend. It's and I said, you know, mutual friend, Diamond Dallas Page. We talked for a second. And he goes, you know, I guess, you know, I would have been more upset if you didn't come over and introduce yourself and say hi and et cetera. you know, which was really down to earth. And we're talking on the tram, and I'm like, we get to our stop, and I got my mom. If I didn't have my mom, I would have rode it all the way to the end and all the way back.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I got my mom, right? I got to get off. So we get off. We go up that 400-mile up escalator, and I realized I got off one stop too soon.
Oh.
I'm like, I could have had another 3 minutes.
Can we, like, petition to make, like, a toothpick call, like the Scott Hall? I mean, like, that's as iconic. I mean, like, if Mike Tyson is selling, like, THC.
Yeah, did you hear this?
Ear gummies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. So you bite the ear and then you get high. Oh, like, so Tyson can endorse an ear. Why can't we get Scott Hall, like, a toothpick?
Yeah. Well, first you have to get permission from his family to use his name and likeness.
Yep.
I know you don't do those things.
Yeah, I don't ask for permission.
Right.
I beg for forgiveness.
It doesn't work that way.
It does. It worked out pretty well.
So we'll talk a lot about Scott Hall. I've sent a couple text messages out to Paige and a few other people, and it's short notice because I didn't think about it, just like I didn't think about bringing all of our equipment. You know, maybe we'll get one of those guys on to talk about Scott Hall over the next 2 hours. Rita Rudner is going to be on at the bottom of the hour.
Oh.
Yeah. Comedian. I saw her. I'm going to talk to her about me seeing her in Vegas.
Okay.
And I'm going to pull, Caleb, I'm going to tell you this now, I'm going to pull a Matt McClellan.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Okay.
And you'll hear the story and you're going to go, ah, that's the Matt McClellan. I got it.
I learned from the best, Caleb. I got a great mentor. He also has a picture with the Donald inside a ring in a forbidden zone.
Not necessarily forbidden. I was media.
In a no-fly zone. You weren't allowed to be inside that ring.
He wasn't president then.
Wow. You weren't allowed to be inside that ring.
That's not 100% true.
It's not inaccurate either.
I might not have been welcomed. I might not have been invited. That might have been it. Okay. I might not have been invited, but nobody had a problem with it.
But in wrestling, you don't have to be invited. People just show up and go in and start, like, throwing haymakers and leg drops.
I saw that Ed Bradley for somebody.
I was watching when Scott Hall first left WWF back then, and he was the first one to go over.
Right.
And then Kevin came, and then Terry came. And so I've been watching that all morning of when he first walks in, and of course, it's all scripted. I get that. But he's like walking through the crowd, and they're all screaming, oh, my God, what's going on? You know, he steps over the thing, give me a mic, and he does his little Chico and Reza Ramon.
Yeah.
He was just phenomenal. I mean, he truly was. And how it all went down is even worse, especially since I'm having surgery like in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, now.
Well, yeah, it was a hip surgery, right?
He had hip surgery, but allegedly, you know, we don't do research here, but allegedly he had 3 heart attacks.
From a blood clot.
During the, you know, which I'm sure, and I want to be careful because I don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
The lifestyle that he had.
Yeah.
Well.
It probably wasn't the hip surgery, you know, if you had to.
But I think it tie into what Caleb does for a living. I mean, to be a professional athlete at the highest level comes with a certain number of surgeries that are expected during a career, especially for a number of years played.
And they tell
and it's
you,
part of it.
And they tell you, too, when you go into surgery, hey, there's a 0.001% chance this could happen. The anesthetic doesn't work. You don't wake up. Like, you know, I have surgery on my foot. And they told me, well, we have to use a nerve blocker. There's a 0.2% chance you never feel your leg again. I'm like, hey, I don't want to hear that.
Just do it.
Just do it. Do what you got to do, you know?
But that's why the contracts are so high and the guys are compensated, because it's part of the job, right? I mean, that's...
Okay, but what I was saying, and you're changing the whole thing, is the lifestyle that some athletes, some people, not even athletes, some people live in the 20s, in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah. Oh, the wrestler lifestyle.
That's what I'm saying.
On the road.
That's what I'm saying. So somebody made a comment to me about, you know, was it this, was it this, was it this? I'm like, no, it was 3 heart attacks. And then they're like, well, no, those things start
way, way back.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean,
you know, still a shame. It's the lifestyle, you know, and you don't think about it when you're young. And, you know, I almost asked you this question when we went out, and we're going to talk about the boat here shortly. But if you knew that football or in wrestling or whatever would shorten your life, not even.
I do know what it does.
Well, does it?
Yeah. Okay, maybe not shorten your life, but
your quality of life.
Quality of life.
Quality of life. Okay.
Shorten your quality of life. Okay.
You're not going to find a 70-year-old football player that feels as good as a 70-year-old accountant.
Well, man, Brett Favre has, like, copper. So, like, that's.
Well, and
that's
Jerry.
Jerry Rice. And those guys are still moving around pretty good.
A really good friend of mine got a hip replacement. He's 29 years old. He played 4 years. So, I mean, it's Like, it's guaranteed to happen. But it's the sacrifice you make, that everybody makes. You know, you understand that going into it.
Well, I mean, there's a documentary called Generation Iron where they followed the Mr. Olympia bodybuilders to the stage.
Yeah.
And they did a study that said top Olympians, they took a survey and said, if you could take this steroid, but it guaranteed you a gold medal, but you're going to die in 5 years, would you still take it? And more than 50% said yes. Absolutely. Because they want to live and die as a champion and accomplish and a legacy.
Yeah.
Then, like, the longevity of living is average or never achieving.
100%.
I'm a loser then. I don't need a gold medal. I don't need a Super Bowl ring.
Well, that's what your trophy says. Your trophy says loser.
But and that's fine. If I can die at 95, I don't need a gold medal.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm going to die next week, then, yeah, I want a gold medal. But if I'm going to live, you know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm close to turning this over to my son. See, he thought I was going to say him. He thought I was going to say
him. Turning it over, I'll take it from him. Like, we'll fight for it.
We will be talking about Tom Brady.
Okay. The GOAT.
The big news. I almost went off again on Facebook.
You always go off on Facebook.
Well, and it's very similar.
It's amazing because you know what? As much as you go off, you're very smart with the way you do it.
Of course.
Because you're never in Facebook jail.
Right.
Right? So you don't.
Once.
Really, once.
You know why?
No.
This shows you the stupidity of this world that we live in. The world that I cannot stand, okay? I went on Facebook jail for one time for posting a photo.
And it was?
Of my dead grandson.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Somebody reported me for posting a photo of my passed away grandson. Same. Are you kidding me?
I thought you would have got banned for the photo, the illegal photo of you and Donald Trump.
That wasn't illegal.
I was going to guess that Donald Trump picture got you banned.
No, yeah. Right. Any association. Well, that's what gets them followed to the radio station every week.
Oh, that could be true. I've got something that I also want to talk to everybody about, but let's hit this break because when we come back on the phone with us should be Rita Rudner, a very famous comedian, a very funny comedian, and a Floridian as well. Pretty cool. Let's go hit our first break from a tournament, Da Pizza. Wait till I tell you a story of somebody who came to see us, pulled in and saw it was a tennis club, and they left.
Oh.
They did not know. So we're hitting a break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
On March 19th, at the Miami Airport Convention Center, the first ever fight night promoting America's freedom. Join founder Harrison Rogers and UFC champion Frank Mir for a unique and exciting event you don't want to miss. Two UFC champions will go head-to-head. Team Tito Ortiz faces off against Team Rampage Jackson. One of them will become the Freedom Champion because they're ready to fight, but they have one unified goal, to fight for America's freedom. So the question is, are you ready to fight? Visit FreedomFightNight.com to secure a sponsorship table, buy event tickets, or purchase the pay-per-view for just $12.95 on CloudHub. Don't miss your chance to fight for America's freedom.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armored jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. 2 locations, 1 great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so I get home yesterday after our fishing excursion, which we will be talking about here shortly, and my son tells me that somebody flipped off on one of the Facebook pages, flipped off Alex Kappa.
Okay.
Now, Caleb, you and I talked about the moron that said Chris Godwin was selfish.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked about it. It's a business. And some people came to Alex's defense. And fortunately for whoever this person was, I couldn't find it. Because, and yes, I'll be the first one to say I took it personally because Alex is my buddy.
Right.
You know, if they say stuff about you, I take it personally because you're my buddy. But it drives me crazy. And I understand fans is short for fanatics. You know, their whole world revolves around Sunday. Of course, they forget what you guys go through Monday through Saturday,
yeah.
Which, again, also drives me crazy. But, you know, I just wanted to address that no Chris Godwin and no Alex Kappa and no any athlete is selfish for trying to get paid.
And also, it's so selfish because you have no idea what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offered him.
Right.
You know, it's like if I came and offered you $40,000 a year or $100,000 a year, where are you going to go? I don't care how much you love this place. You're going to go where you're going to get compensated for your job. Like, I don't, so it's.
Now, with that being said, are you a Bengals fan now?
I am.
You've publicly declared Bengals.
Absolutely.
Because
I watched the Bengals just for him.
I'll tell you this much. I hate the New Orleans Saints, but I'm a Saint fan. As long as Caleb is wearing, you know, playing in New Orleans, I am a New Orleans Saint fan. I will root for Caleb. I will probably root for the Saints to win any game except for Tampa.
Okay.
You know, because I live here and, you know, I have the players on and stuff.
It's okay. You don't need to root those ones. That just happens.
And now that Brady's back, it'll make it a whole lot easier to do that. But I think it's safe to say that I will root for Caleb to win his, I don't want to use the word battle. So what's another word I can use than battle? You know, because a lot of times you guys say your battle on Sunday, you're going up against whoever that.
Okay, your matchup.
Matchup. I will root for Caleb in that matchup.
Okay.
Now, I just watched a Zoom press conference.
Okay.
We'll talk about the signing with the Buccaneers in a minute. But on the phone with us right now, as she is preparing to come to Naples on the 23rd, the Villages, where Steve Linnea lives, out on the 24th, and right here in Clearwater at the Capitol Theater on the 25th. Let's welcome to the program Reader Rudner. Reader, how are you?
I'm good. How am I going to get all those places?
Well, it just so happens this radio show has a limo, so we can send the limo to drive you wherever you need to go.
Oh, I'd rather have a helicopter, if that's okay. Me and travel by helicopter.
That's out of our budget. Caleb got one.
Never mind. How about a skateboard? Can you do that?
Caleb might be able to, since he plays for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
we'll send the bill to him. How excited are you to get back on the road and tour?
It has been so much fun. I can't tell you. I started working for the first time on New Year's Eve, first time in 2 years. And the first time it was a little sketchy. And then my jokes started coming back to me. And then I started writing new jokes. And it was just like I was a comedian again. I was so excited because you forget what you do. I've been cooking. I've been cleaning. I've been doing things that are outside. I've been playing a lot of tennis because you got to do things where if people breathe, you don't die.
We're actually broadcasting live right now, Rita, from the St. Petersburg Racquet Club. It's a tennis facility. And I own the restaurant inside of the facility. So when you're in town, if you would like to get a match in, we would love to host you here. We'll have some dinner and some drinks.
And he'll take care of the helicopter.
I know a guy.
Owns a restaurant. Here he's telling me he can't afford it. He's a restaurant owner, for heaven's
sake. Yes, exactly. Exactly. You know, Rita, what I think people don't...
I'm going to do a joke now because I'm a comedian. I play tennis, but I'm not good enough to wear a headband. There, I've done my joke. Now you can go on.
Okay, there's the joke. You know, since you said it again that you're a comedian, Matt has tried to be a comedian and failed miserably.
The hardest thing I've ever done.
Talk about that. People don't understand how difficult it is to get up on stage and tell jokes.
You know what's really difficult? I was thinking to be a skywriter in Japan. That's much more difficult than
to be. This is going to go great.
I love it.
So I told the guys that I had a story to tell.
I love being a comedian. What? You go.
Okay, so I have a story to tell. I saw you in Vegas a handful of years ago. It was set up through the MGM PR. I flew in that night. My arms were tired. I beat everybody to that. I went straight to go see you. So in the middle of the show, you stopped and you said that you wanted to welcome a special guest. And now I'm getting scared because I thought you were going to say me. And I'm like, how did you know that I was even there? And then you said the very special. Go ahead.
I would have welcomed you if I'd known you were there.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. But you didn't. Mm-hmm. But sitting behind me was, and I hate the word legend, he was a legend. And Jerry Orbach was sitting right behind me. And that's who you introduced as the special guest that was at the show.
Oh, you know, and he was the sweetest man. His wife and I were dancers on Broadway together. Elaine Cancilla. So I've known Jerry for a long, long time, and Elaine and I were on the road together, and they came to see me backstage, and we had such a good time, and I was so sad because they'd had this big story, and Jerry was about to not semi-retire, but do a show where he wasn't in it every day, and he could get up later because he said he'd been up at 5 a.m. for the past, 15 years? And they were really planning such a nice time, and I was very sad because he was a great guy, and I loved him. He was a nice man.
He was awesome.
Rita, I'm a huge stand-up comedy fan, and, you know, I follow a lot of people. Patrice O'Neill is one of my favorites, Dave Chappelle, those kind of guys. For you, how hard it is starting in those small rooms, what was that journey like from, you know, being on Broadway, then going to comedy, starting in those small rooms, then going to big MGM Grand, you said?
Well, so, this one, I think it was at New York.
So talk about that trend, because Randy was saying, people don't understand how hard it is and the journey and how many years you put in before you get noticed. Somebody might notice you, and you've been doing it for 10, 12 years, working in those small rooms. So what was that journey like for you?
You know, I hate to say this, but I really loved it. I had fun every single night. I met really nice people. And every time I'd write a joke, it felt so liberating because I was a dancer, a singer, an actress. And I'd say things people told me to say. I'd put my legs where people wanted me to kick. I'd sing notes that people wrote for me. And all of a sudden, I was doing everything and I was writing my own things. And when I was first on Letterman, I said, I cannot believe I'm on television saying things that I've thought of. It was so liberating. So I just loved the whole thing. I loved the whole experience. But it was hard. It was years and years, 2 years before I had my first 5 minutes of material.
Wow. So talk about being a female comic and, you know, kind of the stigma that's behind that. And, you know, being kind of in a male-dominated industry, how did you, you know, break through and shine through in that industry?
Well, I started getting on television. So once you start getting on television, everybody is kind of equal. And you get to be who you are because you can draw a crowd. And once you can sell a ticket, if you can sell a ticket because people know who you are, it kind of levels the playing field. But I never really, really felt discriminated against until I went to Hollywood and the rules were so different on television between male and female comedians because all the male comedians were thought of getting their own TV shows. Jerry Seinfeld, Ray Romano, my old friend John Mendoza, Dominic Rivera, and Richard Jenny, they all had these TV shows, and no female comedians had TV shows. So I'm so glad that has changed, and that's kind of leveled out, too, after all these years. Of course, it's not something I would want to do anymore because I left doing my own act, and I have a daughter and a dog and a husband, and I have a different lifestyle. But if I had done all those a sitcom, I wouldn't have been able to have the life I'd lived in Las Vegas and raised a daughter where I didn't have to travel. And I've been married for 33 years now, so it's all good. I have no complaints.
Is anything off limits in comedy and when you're on stage?
I have things that I'm not comfortable with are off limits. I know a lot of comedians push the envelope. I can't even find the envelope. So I just say what I want to say that's comfortable for me. And a long, long time ago, I said, I had one joke that my husband didn't like. And he said, I don't like it because he was, he's in my act, as is my daughter. And they both had objections to one joke, each one. And I said, I won't say it anymore because it's much easier to write a new joke than to get a new husband or a new daughter. So I don't really push the envelope. I leave the envelope where it is, and I try to be funny about people's everyday lives.
You said that you don't push the envelope and you can't find the envelope. We just want you to know that we can't afford the stamp for that envelope.
Oh, my gosh. Then please don't sell the helicopter because I'm afraid.
And when he said we, I'm talking about Randy and I, like, Caleb can afford an envelope.
Yeah, Caleb can. We can't.
No. So, Rita, my question is more about being in Hollywood for so long and on TV for so long. Is there any roles that you, passed on that you look back on, like, oh, I should have taken that opportunity? Or do you have any regret, for missed opportunities?
Absolutely no regrets. I've done everything I could do. The one regret I had was I went to a outdoor concert. I didn't bring a sweater, but that was in the 80s.
So,
I'm pretty much over that. I think being regretful is just, it's just a waste of time. I think being thankful is a better way to see. Oh, I sound so Pollyannish. I can't even stand myself. But it's good. Everything that I've experienced is either even a negative experience gets into my act and I make it funny. So, anytime I'm offered something where it affects my personal life, I always said no. I remember, I even say no now, people say you want to go and do a part in New Orleans and stay there for 2 months in a hotel. No, because you know where I am right now? Can I tell you where I am? Martin and I bought a little house on the golf course, and I'm in Palm Desert, and we're going to play a round of golf, and it's a beautiful day, and I have my little white dog sitting right here, and my daughter actually came home for spring break because she wanted to be with us. So she's in college now, so how good is that?
Well, if you do make it to New Orleans, Caleb can show you around. He plays for the Saints, and you would have the protection to get you around town when you're there.
Before we let you go, Rita, this is a predominantly sports program. Are you a fan of any particular team or sport or a player?
I am here watching tennis because Indian Wells is on in Palm Desert, and it's a great tennis tournament. And also, my daughter goes to the University of Miami. So tomorrow at 12 o'clock, I'm watching March Madness because the University of Miami is playing. And so tennis and basketball, those are my two. And my husband, oh, my God, he's English. So he's Mr. Tottenham, and he's always got the soccer on all the Sky channels or whatever that is, and they kick the ball around. And I watch it with him sometimes to make him happy because it's important that he be happy sometimes.
Now, there was a movie not too long ago called Blindside, and the whole thing was about, the parents that pushed their son or adopted son to their favorite college. Now, you're from Miami. Did you have some something to do there with your daughter going to Miami?
I was the first person in my family not to go to college, so they were very proud of me because I didn't want anything to do with it. But, it's funny that you said that because I grew up in Miami. I was born there. And the reason my daughter is going there is they have a fantastic music program, and she's a musician. And, in fact, her name is Molly Bergman. Look her up, Molly Bergman YouTube. She has a new original song she just wrote. She's playing the guitar. So she also plays the piano, and she's a songwriter and learning how to produce songs. So that's why she's going there, is because she is a budding musician.
Awesome. Very good stuff. Well, welcome back home. Like I said, you'll be in Naples on the 23rd, the Villages on the 24th, and right here in Tampa Bay on the 25th. We hope to all get out there and see you.
And I'm going to wear a gown, and I'm going to be really, really, really sunny, and the envelope is going to stay where it is because I can't find it.
Because you can't find it. Thanks, Rita. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Let's appreciate it.
We'll appreciate each other's time. That is Rita Rudner. Like I said, I saw her a handful of years ago. Hilarious. And I did more research, you know, because I knew that Rita was coming on. And she is so funny. You know, and I almost said something where she said that her daughter and all that stuff was out there. In one of her stand-ups, she said that she had an emergency. She had to go home because her parents were coming to see her.
Yeah.
You know, the parents were coming to see her where she is, so she left, to book. All right.
Wow.
Her presentation is a whole lot better
than mine. I thought when she said her husband was a huge football fan, I thought you were going to tell Caleb's story how he got into football here.
Yeah.
I was such a setup, and I was like, oh, you missed it.
Well, I would tell her husband that.
Oh, okay.
You know, the husband is the football fan / soccer fan.
Yeah.
You know, so not necessarily her, but she is a very funny lady.
You're right. Stand-up comedy is the hardest thing I've ever tried. It's terrifying, and you can't judge it because the lights are so bright. You can't see reactions of faces.
Yeah.
And it's just kudos to her for making a career out of it, because I couldn't do it for more than a week.
No, you couldn't do it the night I saw it.
Well, I tried
it. Yeah. No, you tried it.
I gave it a shot.
You know, and I'm going to do something that I hate to do. Well, I'll do it when we come back.
A compliment?
No, I'm going to do something.
Hold on. I got to go get a better shirt on.
Hold on a second. I'm going to hate myself for doing it, but we got to hit this break. And when we come back, if I remember, I have something to say. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Come back for the magic. Come back for the laughter. Come back to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Our 8 stages are filled with hilarity and delight. All your favorites and some new surprises. 100 artisans make this a world-class marketplace, overflowing with beautiful treasures. And the food, oh, the food is fit for a king. With treats to tease and tempt every palate. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com for directions and tickets.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Matt Millen down in Tampa. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here at Tournament de Pizza, located inside the St. Pete Racquet Club. I don't want anybody to hear this that's here, but if you walk through the door and you come into the back and you say, I want Renaissance tickets, I got some.
Ooh.
I got some for you. All right, this pains me. I think I'm going to throw up a little.
Oh, we need a drum roll. Where's the guitar fish? We need to put a whole band together.
I am going to throw you a little bit of credit, because as awful a comedian as you are,
yes,
and let's be honest, you were brutal.
Right.
You know, you were bad, but at least you had the guts. And this is kind of like what we've talked about with, you know, yelling crap at a fighter or saying this football player stinks who's playing in the NFL. I give you big ups for being as bad as you were and continuing through the sets. When you did, do me a favor. Don't go back up there.
Oh, I'm gonna
go because it wasn't good.
I'm gonna rewrite it.
But
like you know, Rita said, she was like, you know, I started feeling like my jokes were coming back, and I started feeling my swag again. All I've been doing is cooking and cleaning for the COVID, and that's what I've been doing.
How does what come back that you never had though? You know,
what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Funny guy.
Exactly.
A funny guy. You. What did you guys do yesterday? Fishing.
Fishing. Yeah.
I'm fishing today. Look, I brought Swedish fish. So I've been eating fish all day.
But
just
that's
like
not
you.
Funny.
It is funny because I didn't get invited to your little excursion. So
that's right. You wasn't invited.
I went fishing on my own, Captain. Look, Captain. I caught Swedish fish. I got two flavors. These are ultra rare. Endangered species. We got blue caracal.
Okay. All right. So, see, he doesn't understand when it's live radio not to be an idiot. All right. So the question that I have for you, and I'm going to turn your mic off, is another thing that kind of bothers me, you know, where I said a battle and I really don't want to say a battle, the matchup. So I watched the Zoom thing of the newest, oldest, newest Buccaneer who resigned, talking about going to war. And I hate that reference because you guys are not going to war. Yep. I mean, war is what's going on right now, you know, over in Ukraine and Europe. What's another word that somehow we can start to replace war with? Work?
Yeah, I mean, I like the gladiator term more.
No, that's mine. Can't use my word.
That's, you know, that's more, I feel like it's more fitting. You know, it's entertainment, sport. You're going out there and beating each other up, you know.
But you're not doing until death. So you can't be. You can't
always die. They didn't always.
The good ones didn't.
Yeah. Except for Russell Crowe. They all died, but Russell Crowe.
The losers.
And he did die. Russell Crowe did die.
The winners didn't die, but like, you know, the other gladiators all died.
And, you know, you don't want anybody to die on the field, but, you know, it's a dangerous sport. So I think for me, that's the best correlation. But I'm with you. I don't like the war.
Right.
Yeah. Either, because again, like, that's so finite and so dangerous, and we're not doing that.
Can we use the word playground?
Well, that's not a playground.
Yeah, see you on the playground on Sunday.
You know, and one of the times that I realized that, you know, and it has nothing to do with being the veteran and all that because it doesn't, but I went to play paintball once.
Yeah.
You know, and they called it, quote unquote, war, which it's not. It's a game. And I'm behind these four barrels and being pelted with paintballs. And I'm thinking to myself, if this was war, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is more than just a game. I mean, so...
Paintball is what made me realize I'm not cut out for the Army. When I heard those bullets whizzing by my ear, I was like, this is fake. And I'm going to be like, no, I don't want to get hit by that. So, yeah, props to the people in the service right now. It's amazing.
No, absolutely. So, real quickly with the Bucs, surprising to me, of course, I don't know. You know, we don't know back, you know, what's happening. Was Ryan Jensen going to leave? Was Ryan Jensen going to stay? But it was funny. Once Tom Brady said, yeah, I'm back. Instantly, Ryan tweeted, I guess I got to go get some baby powder.
Yeah.
Which is great news.
Yeah. Why did he need baby powder? He's not LeBron.
So Tom Brady has a thing with his centers about wearing towels and keeping the ball dry. He doesn't want wet butt getting his hands wet. You know, he's real meticulous in particular. So
he doesn't take the air out of the ball.
So I don't know about that. But if you look at every center that Tom plays with, there's a big towel in their pants. It's like a diaper.
Gotcha.
But that's to keep the ball dry.
Speaking of ball, did you see the ball, his final touchdown?
Yes.
Just sold the day before he announced he's coming back for $500,000.
So now it's worth.
Is that fraud now? I would put that up for fraud. I was like, we got to sue something. How? I need the money back. I don't know.
But here is last touchdown. How about this? Here is something that's going on with Las Vegas. Vegas wants the NFL to investigate. Investigate. Not that. Some people have put down large amounts of money before the announcement. On the Bucs winning the division at 60-1?
Yeah.
No, 30-1.
Yeah.
Winning the Super Bowl at 60-1.
Oh, wow.
From like 2,500 to like 700 hours.
Right. So they think that some people knew and went and put some money on. Now, A, how do you prove it?
How do you prove or regulate?
Right.
You know, you can't. So. Wow. So, okay, well, while we're talking about sports betting, the Calvin Ridley thing. Can I get you guys' thoughts on that?
Who?
Calvin Ridley.
He doesn't know who it is. He only does his sports radio show.
So yeah. Calvin Ridley is the Atlanta Falcons. For the Atlanta Falcons. Number one receiver there. Really good player. Gets hurt. You know, comes out that he had bet on football.
Okay.
You know, and initially he said, well, I only bet $1,500. It's come out that he's bet, you know, something like 30-something grand, you know, over the last year or so. What are your thoughts on sports betting players betting and, you know, kind of like how they should go about it?
Oh, I'm going to stay consistent.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
No, I'm going to stay consistent.
Keep Pete's name out of your mouth.
No, this
don't.
Is.
Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Pete Rose doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame.
He is.
And here's why Pete Rose doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame. And same thing, you know, we don't know. My question is, and we would need proof.
Yeah.
Did he bet on the Atlanta Falcons every game?
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's what I want to know.
Was he involved in the games that he bet on?
No, he played, and he there was a couple plays that most receivers would have gone down. And he's running three different ways, trying to get more yards. I don't think that he ever tried. This is just my personal opinion.
Yes.
I don't think that he ever tried to lose a game.
Yes.
But here's my feeling, just like it is on Pete Rose, who is one of my favorite players of all time. Pete Rose, his golden sin
was he, in my opinion, was he didn't bet on the Cincinnati Reds to win every game. So, and we'll use him as a reference, not the receiver, but it's the same thing. Yeah. So if the receiver, I don't know where he was laying his bets or whatever, if it was, you know, in Vegas or if it was with a bookie or whatever. My opinion is if a bookie knows you're betting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you don't bet on Thursday, what's that saying?
Yeah.
So if he bet, allegedly, on the Falcons to win week one and week two and then skips week three, I'm laying money on whoever's playing the Falcons.
100%.
That's my problem.
But my problem is that Pete Rose got all the stats on the field as a player. He didn't bet while he's a player. He bet when he's a manager.
Do you ever listen?
How can you keep him out of the Hall of Fame for the stats? The stats are alone.
For me, I get why they crack down how they do because you want to keep the integrity of the game.
Right.
It's impossible to separate. Oh well, you know, I don't think he was, you know, trying to throw the game right. Because now, if you bet, everything you do is scrutinized. You drop a touchdown pass. Oh, did he do that?
Right.
For that, so I get it. You know, like for me, you legalize gambling. Everybody gets a profit off of it. But it's one of those things where in certain jobs you can't do certain things, right? Somebody had this analogy on TV, like a pilot cannot drink alcohol.
I was just going to say a doctor.
Under any circumstances, right? I don't care, you know, like, oh, I just had one, you know, whatever it is. Like, you can't, you know, you got to do your job. And so I understand why they crack down, but it's just
you ever seen Soul Plane? Yeah,
I have seen Soul Plane.
Like they have a good time on that airline.
No. I'm not flying that airline.
I don't want a pilot drinking. I don't want my surgeon drinking before he comes in.
Exactly.
And that's my big issue. And the thing that I find funny is being hypocritical. You know, so you're against it, but you're benefiting from gambling.
Yeah.
But you're right. If that's their job,
you need to
be smarter.
But it's a team sport where one player can't really decide
Absolutely
the outcome
can.
Of a spread.
Absolutely can.
I mean, the likelihood of it coming down to last catch on his hands.
But I'm saying, this is where it gets crazy. If you let that slide, then who's to say somebody who can affect it doesn't affect
but
it?
But it's not like boxing taking a dive or tennis where it's
but
just
it
one
can
person.
Be. But it can be. Let's say it's late in the game. Okay. And typically, at least the stories that you read, is it's not just one player that, you know, they work out a deal with. So let's just say it's a close game, and all of a sudden,
they don't cover the spread.
A tackle doesn't block in the quarterback. Just opens it up.
I disagree about that. It's not one play. It's not one play, but it's a few plays in the game.
Right.
Right? It's like a few key points and key moments, situations in the game that change the whole game. And if somebody messes the situation up, it doesn't matter what you did in the last three quarters. You know, like you have a big turnover here or big penalty here, and that can change the whole outcome.
So that's one play.
Yeah.
So right. It can be one play.
It can be.
That's what I'm saying.
I think so.
Yeah. And it's obviously having the right player, right position, not necessarily right player. You know, sooner or later, the running back's going to get the ball.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, there's a big key block. It just opens it up.
I don't care what you say. Pete Rose is still my greatest Philly of all time, number 14. The greatest
See,
ever wore
he just
the uniform.
Says crap to drive me crazy. He's not the greatest. He might be the greatest Cincinnati Red of
the
all
greatest
time.
Greatest Philly
no,
ever wear the jersey. Number 14, Charlie Hustle. Put him in the hall. Take Scott
See
with
how
him.
He just says crap to just,
Take Scott Hall with him. Put them both in the hall.
There's probably 15 players that were better Phillies than Pete Rose. Michael Jack Schmidt, probably the greatest Philadelphia Philly of all time. How about every single Philly that's in the Hall of Fame is a better Philly? That's like people still go, you know, the greatest Buccaneer, Mike Evans. I like Mike.
Yeah.
give me the list. Well, I'm like,
Brady is the greatest Buck ever of all time.
No, he's not.
No, come on.
Of course.
I don't like that. I don't like this. When LeBron went to LA Lakers, people made a statement that LeBron's one of the top Lakers. LeBron's a top player.
Right.
But he's not a top Laker. He's not done enough in that uniform to consider him a top Laker. Top player, without a question. Probably number two on most people's. Number one, number two, number three, however you want to put it.
Right, top,
there.
Sure.
Top three player of all time. But don't say the top three Laker with one championship and two losing seasons.
But like, he's definitely the greatest of all time. LeBron is the greatest of all time.
When in it his comes own to mind.
Baby powder. I mean, the ritual that he does to start the game is way better than
Jensen. Don't try to talk yourself out of it.
It's way better than Jensen and Brady's little hand-touching, drying my balls off.
He's got more rings, LeBron.
Well, because he's got dry balls. I don't know.
Baby powder is better. It's better, you know?
It's not funny. Say that stupidity on stage. But like I continue to say, if you're going to say the greatest Buccaneers of all time, it's the four guys with jackets until somebody else gets a jacket.
Yeah.
If Mike Evans gets a jacket, then he's in the discussion.
Yeah.
You know, but until then, there's four jackets. That's your Mount Rushmore.
Brady's going to have a jacket.
And one of
but he's not a Buck. He's
going to have a three-piece suit up in the hall.
And it's
a vest.
Me,
So
Hall of Fame is such about longevity. There's so many players who have hot peaks in the NFL, and they have like a 4 or 5 year span where they're just amazing. But if you don't do it for the extension of your 10-year, 11-year career, it's like, what did you do?
Brady's done it for 24.
23.
Right for this year.
Well, yeah. We'll get there.
You'll come back.
1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Second hour, Dave Feldman coming on. We're still trying to get a hold of DDP, Diamond Dallas Page. More discussion, more talk about the legend, the original bad guy when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armored jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.